Welcome to the MetPro Method. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and today we have a special episode of the MetPro Method. Several of our coaches are here, and we've all got holiday tips to share with you. I'm going to start with Eric. Eric, a lot of people think skipping meals before a big seasonal feast is a good strategy to save calories. What's your take on that approach?
Yeah, you would think that, but the truth of the matter is, if you can maintain stable blood sugars during the day, you're much more likely to burn fat for fuel at night. So think about it as if you can all day long keep eating on plan leading up to that meal, then your propensity to be starved and overeat when it comes to that meal is going to be stunted. So keep that in mind next time you decide you're going to go for it.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, Amber, your turn. Mashed potatoes are such a classic comfort food during celebrations. Do you have any tips for making them a bit healthier without anyone noticing the difference?
Yeah, this is also one of my favorite foods. So there's a couple things that you can do. You can swap out some of the mashed potatoes for cauliflower. I like to buy the rice cauliflower, and you can mix in like a 1-to-1 ratio. You can also leave the potato skins on for a little added fiber. And then a couple other things that you can swap out just to reduce your overall calories and fat is to use Greek yogurt instead of sour cream. This will also add some protein. And then you can swap out your butter for a healthier oil such as avocado or olive oil.
Ooh, lots of good tips there. Now, Jesse, over to you. During festive gatherings, comfort food is obviously everywhere. Are there any simple swaps that people can use to make other favorite recipes lighter but still delicious?
Yes, of course. That Greek yogurt, that's one of the staples in my refrigerator for sure. So you can pretty much any recipe with sour cream, you can swap it out to 1-to-1 ratio with the Greek yogurt and it'll do the trick. If you have really picky people, maybe 50% sour cream, 50% yogurt, even that ratio is way less calories. And then applesauce is another great one when you're substituting for sugars. Definitely, again, 1-to-1 ratio. If it says 1 cup of sugar, just put a cup of applesauce in there and it'll be way healthier and it's less processed. It's just whole apples.
I do have a follow-up to this. What about indulgences? Are there any, do you have any tips on how people can pace themselves throughout the day without overdoing it?
Yes, that's actually my favorite motto is you can cheat, just spread it out. So if you're going to want to have some drinks and you're going to want to have a dessert, so you're looking forward to the pie, but you also have the merry cocktail, have the cocktail in the morning or lunch or 1 o'clock or midday, and then save your dessert for later so that you're spreading out the increase in extra calories and the increase in sugar. So you allow your body to burn it a little bit more steadily throughout the day instead of giving your body 2,000 calories in one sitting. So spread it out a little bit.
Good idea. Shannon, for people who love to bake or cook during special occasions, natural sweeteners seem to be a growing trend. What are some swaps that work well for recipes this time of year?
Yeah, so Jesse just mentioned one. Applesauce is a fantastic one. It depends on what you're baking. So there's a few different options to consider. Sometimes something like stevia or monk fruit or like a coconut kind of sugar might be a good swap. But there's also things like date syrup and date paste, which is really interesting, adds more depth of flavor and can make for a really creative, feels fancy kind of dessert. What I would recommend for any of these kinds of swaps is to not just try to figure it out on your own. Find a recipe that somebody else has already formulated and tested out. It'll save you a lot of time and frustration. More likely to taste the way you want it to.
A question about date paste. That's new to me. Is that something you need to go to a special place to get? Or is that like at every grocery store? I've just never noticed.
Yeah, so you might be able to find it pre-made. There's also some soup, like you just make it yourself. Throw a blender or a food processor, add a little bit of water, and it just mixes up nice and thick. And if you want it thinner, you just add extra water. And now you've got syrup that you can use in place of like maple syrup or that kind of thing too. So your syrups are going to work better as a, like in sauces and marinades, somewhere where you might use honey. And then the paste will work better in baked goods.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
More nutritional value than regular sugar.
Awesome. Now, Ryan, these festive times are a special opportunity for family traditions. Do you have any ideas about new traditions that people can start that don't revolve around food?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think this is something I'm glad a lot of people are considering, because we can, depending on where you live, it can be indoor, outdoor, and just things to get us moving whenever we would rather sometimes sit around and eat, right? So you think outdoor activities, depending on where you live, set the tone for the day with a nice hike, go outdoors, take the group with you, the family, invite others, and just start the day with activity. If it's outside and you have the opportunity to have winter weather, get outside in the snow, have some fun with it, start the day off on the right note, just get some blood moving. Or it's thankfully quite popular to do charity runs or walks, something that can be even more, a little bit more exercise based. Start the day off with some intentional exercise with the family. If you're indoor, there's still things you can do. A little fun fitness challenges, do something maybe not so intense that still can be active, like yoga, or make, if your family loves game night, you find something that might be a little bit more active that is a little bit more themed toward those that do like games. DIY stuff, just get a little bit creative, think of stuff that entices your family, that things that would interest them, and get active.
I have to say that we, in our family, we play the game Spoons. It should not be an active game, but in our house, it definitely is. We've broken lots of spoons. We get a little competitive. Bianca, not everybody drinks alcohol during celebrations, but festive drinks are still part of the fun. Do you have any ideas for mocktails that feel as special as a cocktail?
Yes, we love our festive drinks around here. So lots of good options, but one that comes to mind is a citrus berry spritzer with some cute little mint leaves and cranberries for garnish, making it look extra fun. So if you want to, ingredients wise, we would put that together with 1/4 cup of fresh orange juice, no extra added sugar. We don't want any of that extra added sugar. 1/4 cup unsweetened cranberry juice, and then 1/2 cup of soda water, or even sparkling water too, that could be perfectly fine. Just make sure that it doesn't have any flavor to it and it's plain. And again, on the top part for garnish, if you want to make it a little bit fancy and elevated, you could add in some fresh mint garnish and then also cranberries, just for the aesthetic. And there you go. It's an awesome mocktail. You don't even have to include alcohol. I'm sure people won't even know, and you can still have a really great time.
And it sounds beautiful. Okay, Kim, so your turn. If we talk about drinks and indulgent, if people are trying to balance enjoyment with their health goals, how do you recommend that they approach seasonal beverages?
Yeah, so the key lies in understanding and being aware of the ingredients. So like Bianca said, making a mocktail, because beverages like eggnog, hot chocolate, mulled cider are flavorful, but they're very tricky because they're high in sugar, fat, and calories. And so instead of making a festive drink a daily habit because of those reasons, we want to save it for certain festive events or occasions where we know that they might be served or we would want to serve them at, which allows you to indulge, but enjoy them in moderation and not derail your health goals altogether. And it's important to keep those ingredients in mind, like Bianca said. So watch portion sizes. And then there's always the option to make your homemade version to share with others, where you can keep those ingredients simple and use healthy swaps. So keeping that all in mind.
Okay, those are really great suggestions. And if we shift the focus away from food, that's tough to do during these celebrations. How do you encourage people to prioritize that connection over consumption?
Yeah, so like Ryan said, creating new habits or new family traditions around the holidays and festive events. So instead of focusing on food and drinks, switch your attention to your family, your friends, and some fun activities and games.
Okay, lots of great ideas there. Travis, over to you. We have these big tables and we're celebrating. They often have so many food and drinks. How can somebody enjoy all of the offerings that are there without overindulging? Do you have any strategies that you would recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. Moderation really is key when it comes to the holidays. And I think it's also important to be able to enjoy the foods that come with the holidays as well. So a couple key strategies that we like to implement really easy, simple strategies, either the one bite rule or the one plate rule. So you could have just one single bite of all of the things on the table. And then certainly if you're still hungry, go back, have some additional protein, have some extra veggies. And then the one plate rule is going to be stick to one plate. Everything that you want to have for that meal, allow it to fit on one single plate without stacking things on top of each other. And that should provide at least a little bit of ability to have everything or close to and enjoy the holidays without overdoing it.
Awesome. Great suggestions.
All right, my turn. Hey, Crystal. So for those attending get-togethers or hosting family, what's a simple snack option they can bring to the table?
Okay, so if you're going to a party or even if you're hosting family, a veggie platter is great. And I love those yogurt dips that you can get that have 40 calories or less. The Bolthaus Farms yogurt ranch is a really good example of that. And that way, no matter what happens, at least you have something that's going to be healthy to eat. And if people don't want to cook, you also can purchase a bag or two of frozen mashed sweet potatoes. They have those at Trader Joe's, and that keeps it really easy, and it's healthy and delicious.
I love all of that. It keeps it quick and easy, for sure.
I have one for you, Megan. Planning indulgences during those festive events, it sounds like a really great way to avoid guilt. What's your advice for somebody who wants to enjoy their favorite treats but also stay on track?
Okay, I have two things. First, don't go into the meal hungry. That's just a recipe for disaster. I think all of us MetPro coaches will agree that you want to have your snacks. Don't save calories for later on in your day, as some of us have already mentioned. You want to be able to enjoy this time with family and friends. And if you're eating in somebody's home, you're not going to have complete control over the menu. And so look at your calendar. This is the time of year when it's so important to just know where you're headed and when and how, right? Oh my gosh, I have 6 nights out this week. Holy moly. What nights am I going to really stick to my MetPro plan? Because I promised my coach that I'm not going to gain more than 3 pounds during this holiday season, right? Or what meals do I know I'm going to be with colleagues or a client and I'm just not going to be able to stay on point? So planning out those cheats ahead of time and just recognizing all that you have in front of you, I think is really important, right? Everybody does meal planning at the beginning of the week. So just sit there and let that be part of your meal plan, right? I mean, I think this can go into everyday life when we're not in the months of November, December, but even just looking at it and saying, okay, where am I going to be deviating this week? We don't expect perfection. And so as long as those quote unquote cheats are planned, I think it's really helpful to recognize, oh, hey, I'm not grabbing those M&Ms tonight from the pantry because I know that in 2 nights I've got X, Y, and Z and I'm not going to be on plan. So just having that in the back of your head, it can be really helpful. The other thing I'll say is this time of year is really tricky, but these cheat meals are not going to be what derails you, right? Ongoing. Sure, it might affect the scale for 24, 48 hours, but if you don't get back on plan, that 24 to 48 hours is going to turn into 3 days or 4 days or 5 days. And then you're just going to be like, oh, what's the point? Don't let that be you, right? Because then come January 1, you're like, oh man, now I just got to go. Get back on the cart. No, how about you're making a lifestyle, right? You're going to do this ongoing. And so how do you incorporate it into life? So what? You weigh 2 pounds more for 2-3 days, but guess what? The last 2-3 days, you've been eating the right breakfast. You've been having your snacks. You've been prioritizing timing on dinner and whatnot. So plan your cheats, get back on track. That's what I have to say about that.
I think that's great advice. Coaches, thank all of you so much for doing this episode with us. And I think that's all for this week. Listeners, you can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere that you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show and rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect from the show. And you can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks with another episode. Until then, remember, consistency is key.